You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is Fresh Slice, a weekly show that highlights the best mostly local, mostly new stuff with your hosts, me, Chrissy P, and Quinn, who can't be here today because she has class. This is our first episode with our new name. Previously, we were called Radio Pageant, but that had to change for a number of reasons, but most importantly because pageant is like the worst radio name, which is something that I didn't realize when I came up with that. You have to pop your P when you say the word pageant, and then the sound adge is also unfriendly to the ears. So Fresh Slice is just, it's a more audible, nicer sound. We also love Fresh Slice. This week we sat down with the band Mirepoix, and we talked about fun things like which members of the band are the most emo, sock eating was talked about, a lot of other really silly things. But first I'm going to play some songs because the content didn't quite reach an hour. So the first song I'm going to play is by a Minnesota band called Dash Hounds, off of their latest EFT.
And which it was difficult to tell just by looking who was leading and who was following. Art is a great leveler. Art is a great leveler. They regularly heaved out an arsenal of verbal weaponry to defend and protect the mysteries of their deficiencies from possible detection.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, The following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
El show de Leo Ramírez, lunes 4 a 5 de la tarde en el 101.9 FM, CITR. The Leo Ramírez Show, Monday 4 to 5 p.m. at 101.9 FM, CITR.
You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver, BC. This is Fresh Slice, the weekly show that highlights the best mostly local, mostly new stuff with your hosts, me, Barbecue, and
Chrissy P.
Every weekday from Tuesday, September the 6th to Wednesday, September the 14th, CITR will be hosting Live at Lunch, a live concert series taking place right outside the UBC Nest. Come by to see some of Vancouver's best bands play for free, or tune in to CITR 101.9 FM to hear the show, featuring Les Chaussettes, Mesa Luna, Ashley Shadow, Devourers, Hazy, Mirepoix, and Mère Patineau. That's every weekday between September 6th and 14th, live outside the UBC Nest and on air at CITR 101.9 FM.
brought to you by the UBC AMS and CITR. And also thanks to the sponsors, Scotiabank, TD, Milk West, Y Yoga, Sage, and Evo. Lunch is served.
Thanks to sky-high gas prices, we can convince America that more drilling is the answer. High gas prices? Drill more. Prices still high? Try drilling in a wildlife refuge or off a nice beach.
Our traditional energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
And this is Fresh Slice. I'm Crispy.
And I'm Barbecue. And we're here today in studio with a bunch of members from Mirepoix.
Could you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Oguaho from Mirepoix.
I'm Grant, also from Mirepoix.
I'm Ivana, also.
And can you guys say what you play?
What musical?
Musical instruments?
Well, I play the bass, yeah.
I play the guitar.
And I sing.
Woo! Well, we brought this gang in today because they're some buddy of ours, and also they're playing this week or next week at Live at Lunch.
Yeah, next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, yeah.
Okay, so the first question that I want to ask you guys is how you got your name. I've never heard this story, and it's intriguing. It's intriguing, A, because I don't know what Mirepoix is. What is a Mirepoix? And it's intriguing, B, because I don't know what makes you guys a Mirepoix.
It's funny, actually, because this was a really contentious decision at the beginning of when we were forming this band, because I kind of entered later. Liam, Aguajo, and Grant and Dan had already decided that they were going to make a band, and I wasn't totally included yet, and they'd already had their heart set on this name, Mirepoix. And from what I understand, Mirepoix is sort of the fundamental ingredients of, like, soups and stews, things like that. It's like celery, carrots, and onions, and it just really resonated with them. I'm not sure. Aguajo and I got into a bunch of fights about this in the beginning. We had a bunch of other names we were thinking of, but I don't know. Maybe Aguajo can tell us more about why it's so special.
It's just special. I don't know. It feels good.
What kind of soups is it in?
It's like traditional French cooking. It's in a lot of things. Yeah. Soups and stocks and, like, everything has that depth of flavor. It's beautiful. Yeah. Yes.
Some Julia Child type of...
Very much your Julia Child's base. Oh, yeah.
Heavily influenced by Julia Child. You can hear it.
I don't know if any of you guys have ever seen Aguajo Pilos, but he looks the spitting image of Julia Child. So we asked you guys to give us a couple tunes that were your, like, songs of the summer.
Because it's not the summer anymore. Did you know that?
But anyways, we queued up the next song, which is Aguajo's pick. Do you want to tell us what it is, Aguajo?
It's friend's band, Rod, from Portland, Oregon. Shout out to Tommy.
All right, and the song you picked was Cemetery.
That's actually a really good pick.
Never let us do it.
All right, so you just heard a song by Rod off of the album Pretty Sure that was Cemetery, which was Aguajo's summer tune pick. So you guys, are you all ready for September? No?
Okay, I have a great question. I am intrigued and curious about why you picked Kale as the visual for all of your songs. That's the visual accompanying your band, and it sparks interest in my mind.
That was a mistake.
Whose
mistake?
Yeah. Who accidentally uploaded all of those pictures of Kale to your SoundCloud?
It was me, but I had a good reason. I didn't like the other ones that were there before. Liam, literally, our drummer, went to Google Images and just typed in ugly clip art, I think, and then just put that on. And then a picture of his dead dog. Like, rest in peace, but I just don't know if it really...
Yeah, but you don't like Kale. Yeah, I know this about Ivana.
It was...
She doesn't like Kale.
But I did have a couple slivers the other day in the kitchen. You saw me. We live together. That's why That's why Christine knows these intimate details about my kale habits. Yeah, I don't know. It was just kind of... I looked for leafy greens, and that was the first one that popped up.
Okay. So now we have a bit of... we're going to stir some drama in the group. Not... who would you guys say is the band member that brings the most groove?
I think Grant is the only one with, like, soul and feeling. So, Grant, would you agree?
Yeah, I'll take that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Great.
And then another kind of risky question. Who would you say is the most emo band member?
That's got to be Dan, isn't it?
Dan's
pretty moody. Yeah.
Yeah. Dan's not here, but he's your other guitar player.
He's passed.
The band. He's passed. Couldn't make it out. But... we got the majority, so that's a start.
We're going to listen to your music with you. Which song should we play?
Play that one.
Great. This is the song Discourse by Mirepoix.
Great. So you just heard Bike Lane by No Problem off the album The Honestly Hour. They're from Halifax.
That is a trip up. It says Honestly, and it's confusing because they're commonly known as the Honesty Hour, I would think. But it's a really special episode, this episode, because we have guests. We have honored guests. Will you introduce yourselves again?
Sure. I'm Ivana, the lead singer of Mirepoix.
I'm Grant, and I'm the bass player in Mirepoix.
The lead bassist.
I'm a guajo.
What do you play, a guajo?
Just a guajo.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't play. He's very serious.
Oh, yeah, no joking around. And right before that song we just heard, we heard one of Mirepoix's songs, Discourse, which is a great tune, you guys. You're jamming. And yeah, just another quick reminder, they're playing Live at Lunch on Tuesday the 13th, so be there. It'll also be broadcasted.
Yeah, it's live broadcasted at 12 p.m. on Tuesday.
Yeah. So if you can't lots make of good, it. Tune good in. Bands.
Okay, so next up, I prepared some great Would You Rather specifically for this group of people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the first one, because I think Would You Rathers, life is a big Would You Rather, right? Is it not?
That's true.
The first Would You Rather I have for these people is, would you rather play to a room of 3 people or 300 people?
Do they like it equally? Or do the three?
I think
people or like 300 like not so jazzed people.
Yeah.
Probably like 3. Like, hopefully they're like turned around and not looking at us.
The 3 sounds kind of nice if they actually like it. That would be cool.
What if they don't?
Oh. What if they're the same energy level as the 300 people who are like, some of them are nodding their heads, some of them are like on their phones. I mean, I'm sure no one would ever do that, one of your shows. This is a hypothetical, like very cruel situation I just came up with.
Can you guys get really funky when you don't have an audience?
Sometimes we bicker or like have snacks. I don't know about funky. We're usually just so sweaty and drunk and tired that it's kind of just like, what song next? That's like pretty much the most level of funk we get to.
All right, let's do another Would You Rather. Would you rather your voice was uncomfortably high or low?
It made other people uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well, okay, just like abnormal, maybe like too high or too low.
I think like uncomfortably low would be kind of fun. Like, I think that would be interesting.
Like, but like so low that like people's ears don't naturally like pick up all of the sounds you're making.
Like a dog
that
whistle.
Is my
just
voice.
just sounds like you're talking to someone and they just feel like the ground rumbling a little bit.
Yeah. I think that would be pretty cool. I'd be down with that.
Ivana?
I don't know. I feel like having a low voice, okay, not to bring, like, a gender analysis into this, but I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't know. If I had a really, really low voice, it just commands authority, right, if you have a low voice. But then having a high-pitched voice is annoying because you can just be like, wee, like, all the time and just annoy people. They seem to each have their pros and cons.
Okay, I have another question. Would you rather, this is a good one, this is disgusting. Would you rather have earwax as boogers or boogers as earwax?
Grant talks a lot about this in his free time, so I'm going to let him take it away.
You know, yeah, I have given this some thought. I feel like boogers as earwax would be easier to deal with. I think that would work.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's easy to actually, like, get rid of.
Oh. Like, you're talking about cleaning purposes, like, it would be much easier to scoop that stuff out. If it was in clumps.
What about like when you get a cold and you just have like wet ears or something? Like, you know, like when you have a runny nose, but instead it's like from your ears.
I think the earwax thing is kind of cool. Have you seen Shrek when he makes a candle out of his earwax?
That's true.
I'm all for that.
It's also really satisfying when your earwax is in nice clumps.
Yeah. And God, Christine.
Sorry.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, next up. Would you rather... Okay, fine. Would you rather eat a dirty sock or never wear socks again? You could not wear socks again. Flip-flops only.
I'm, like, not a huge fan of socks to begin with, so I would totally go with the no socks. That wouldn't be much of a change to my life at
I'm
all.
Exactly the same.
Yeah.
Which is gross, because my shoes
You
smell
eat
bad.
One sock, you guys. Like, you eat one dirty sock.
We eat one sock, or your, like, feet are kind of cold all winter long.
But it's, like, what can I do to the sock? Can I prepare it and, like...
Yeah, so I did some thinking about this one. You cannot boil the sock because that's literally just cleaning the sock. So you can, like, fry it. No sauces, though.
No sauces.
Maybe a little bit of, like, olive oil.
Can I put some, like, MSG on it? Umami.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the thing about MSG is it just, like, heightens the flavor of what is already there.
No, it changes it. It's... Yeah.
I want to know, like, when was the sock worn? Like, in what context am I getting this sock from?
It was worn for a few days of hot weather.
Who wore it?
Me.
Dude, I'd eat it. If you wore it, I'd eat it.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet. Yeah. All right, so we're going to play our next song. It's off the album Freaky If You Got This Far by Nona.
Thank you. September 15th through 18th, the 9th Annual Withlandia Festival will transform the city of Victoria, featuring a diverse lineup of artists across numerous stages, all within walking distance of the city's beautiful and historic downtown core. This year's lineup includes Jurassic 5, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Wolf Parade, X Ambassadors, De La Soul, Band of Skulls, Prozac, and more. Join us for 4 days of music, food, art, and fun. Visit rifflandia.com for details.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Which would you rather should we ask him? The earwax one?
He'd have a good opinion on it.
Yeah, okay, would you rather have earwax for your boogers or boogers for your earwax, Liam?
Once Shrek, I saw Shrek use his earwax for something, so if I could get that out of my nose and use it, I would rather have it in my nose, I guess.
It's the same earwax.
Yeah. But it's easier to get out of your nose, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It's more accessible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
Honestly, uncanny that Aguajo had the exact same answer. Really? And also mentioned Shrek.
Well, we are two of cut from the same cloth. Yeah, that's why we're in a band together.
Okay, we're Liam. We asked Mirepoix to pick out their song of the summer to end the summer. Could you talk about what song you picked?
Yeah, Ramsey song called, I have no idea how to pronounce it, Grow Boya.
Yeah. Yeah, I picked this song because I'm really excited for Ramsey's new album that's supposed to drop really soon, and just the song kind of reminds me of, like, a lot of different summertime animals talking to one another and singing in a chorus that's really beautiful.
In school, whenever you see the shot put in a disco, so when you push them, so if you want to see them in a disco.
No.
Thank you.
And I'm going to end the interview a little bit early there because it's time for Exploding Head Movies with Gak. Thanks for listening to that chat. Me and Quinn sat down with Mirepoix last week and talked about a lot of really interesting things. If you liked the sound of them and maybe got along with what they were throwing down, the band is playing tomorrow for CITR's Live at Lunch. That's right in front of the Nest at 12 o'clock p.m. If you're walking by, do stop and listen. A lot of good songs were played. At the beginning there, I didn't announce, but I played Lié, their song Truth or Consequences. I also played The Julie Ruin and a band called Dash Hounds, as well as Mecha Normal. The Julie Ruin and Mecha Normal are playing October 7th, I believe, at the Rickshaw. Should be an amazing show. They're playing alongside Allison Crutchfield, who's Katie Crutchfield's sister. I cannot wait. I can't wait. So the last song that I'll play today is Funeral by Milk. I played the song last week, but the singer for Mirepoix, Ivana, requested Funeral as her song of summer, so I thought it would be a good way to end the show today. This is Funeral by the band Milk.